I'm just gonna play play a few some more mellow tunes to start, and that one's off my new album, The Great Salish Sea, and this one also is. And I know there's a lot of people here who are fans of Walkin' Jim Stoltz, and you know, we love and miss Jim. I had the honor of being invited to hike in to disperse his ashes after he passed away about 5 years ago. And I was curious, you know, Walkin' Jim, if you're not familiar with Jim, he was known as Walkin' Jim because he would like backpack 2,000 miles every summer. Like, he probably more than any other individual in modern times knew the wilderness of North America better. And I was curious, and he knew he was dying of cancer, but he chose where his ashes would be. And I was curious, where would the most knowledgeable person of wilderness choose to have their ashes? And he chose the Scapegoat Wilderness, which is the Rocky Mountain front where the Rockies end, and you look down over this ocean of wheat fields. It is a spectacular place. But it was also a 16-mile hike in, and I thought, you know, what am I getting myself into? Walkin' Jim is an outstanding athlete, and so I called up and I said, so tell me about the trail. What's the condition of the trail? They're like, what trail? I'm like, well, you know, I mean, is it safe? Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. I mean, there's one goat trail that's a little sketchy on a cliff, but other than that, I'm like, great. But we all survived. It was very cool. But I wrote this, there were six of us who went. I only had met one person of the six before, John Giacalone, who gave Walkin' Jim his kidney. I wrote this song kind of about the, you know, the beautiful experience, the bonding of our crew around the love for one person, and it's kind of a love song of friends going camping, which is kind of like the scene here. As the sun comes up, I can hear the voices, and the girls are laughing while they're making coffee around the camping stove. The day is young and we already know. Surrounded by our friends, I hope this week will never end. Just wanna be with you. As the sun moves high into the Montana sky, and we're scrambling up the goat trail, when slipping you could die here where the spirits hide. So strange to feel joy when I want to cry. And when my heart goes down, I just take a look around, just wanna be with you. In a world gone crazy, sometimes taking a lazy day's the best thing we can do. And I don't need to know exactly where we're going, just as long as I'm going with you. I'm going with you. Talk forever stories into the night. We can laugh so easy by the campfire light, singing the cowgirl blues. I'll play a love song if you want me to. And when the moonlight falls on the Scapegoat Mountain wall, just wanna be with you. In a world gone crazy, sometimes taking a lazy day's the best thing we can do. I don't need to know exactly where we're going, just as long as I'm going with you. I'm going with you. Where the prairie rolls up to the Rocky Mountain side, where a wheat field ocean meets the lodgepole pine, our summer day is through. I'll feed the horses, then I'll feed you too. And when the sun goes down on our sleepy little town, just wanna be with you. And when
sun goes down on our sleepy little town. Just wanna be with you.
Let me try it. Let me say it. I'll see. Do you remember all the words, Chris? I remember a lot of them. I'll just start singing. We'll find them. We'll find them.
You know, I have another mic stand, mm-hmm. cables, and a microphone.
Oh, really?
But not here.
Oh.
Down in my camp.
Oh, shoot. Cool. That would be awesome. If we were to recruit someone to go find it.
Well, I'd say
that was
beautiful.
Excellent. Thank you. Let's see, what key would that be in?
Number one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Which story?
Cows with
guns. Well, it's
there.
Not true. That's got a special slot in the... We're working up to that.
There's a magic in the air that I feel when I am there. It's in the call of the eagle and, what is it, the wisdom of the bear. It's in the cry of the eagle. It's in a da 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 da. And the deer so meek and mild. The things da, 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 let it stay forever wild, forever wild, forever wild. Let it stay forever wild. It's can't be named. It's in the grace of a swan's wings and the scent of summer rain.
It's in the cry of
the something of the grizzly, when she's riled. It's for all the things I cherish, let them stay forever wild. Forever wild, forever wild. Let it stay forever wild.
But,
but there are some of our own kind. I can't remember it all. That's a great song.
Well, we can get the lyrics tomorrow.
I'm blind. Right on.
That's the other thing, I have all the songbooks.
You got a lot of good stuff in your car.
Yeah, it's
but you even have chocolate in your car, too.
Yeah, whatever you want. I love that song. Just play it all day long.
Willie says, here's a story that you may not comprehend. But the parking lots will crack and bloom again. There's a world beneath the pavement that will never end. Seeds are lying dormant, it will never end. Willie says, if you listen, you can hear the sound of birds. Hear their song above the chaos, hear their words. Now listen to their love song that will never end. The seeds are lying dormant, it will never end. If you listen, you may hear. And the old one sits with me above the city. While I watch the madness of the world below, then she laughs and tells me that it's temporary. wild garden waits to grow. Willie says, when you say you are afraid, I understand. In a place where one can rarely smell the land, but the ocean breeze still blows here that will never end. The seeds are lying dormant, it will never end. Willie says, if you listen to this tree, you'll hear its song. It's the music that my people pass along. It's a dream that keeps returning, that will never end. The seeds are lying dormant, it will never end. Listen to that love song, that will never end. It's a dream that keeps returning, that will never end. Never ends, never ends, never ends, never ends. Willie says, Willie says, Willie says.
Thank you. One of the a great honor for me is a very close friend of Ayers, Brad Will, who's a great activist, and in my mind, he was a hero. He sang that song, Willie Says, and Brad was killed in Mexico, down there filming the teacher's strike in Oaxaca, and I've spent a lot of time in Oaxaca, and He was there because as a foreigner, with him being there filming, it lowered the odds that the local organizers would be assassinated. So he's our hero, really, in every sense of the word. He knew he was in danger, and he did it to save other people's lives. But Eric, do you want to say anything about for Brad, or you're busy over there? Thank you.
understand. And by waiting for that wave to start. Well, now only the moon can turn the tide. You know that only the moon can turn the tide. So I kneel and I pray at the ocean's side. And I watch for that wave, that great green wave to ride. There's a sparkle of hope in every eye. Yes, there's a sparkle of hope in every eye. And when those eyes sparkle at the same time, that's the time when that wave of love will rise.
Thank you. When I met John Seed at the 1987 rendezvous in the Grand Canyon, and we became fast friends, and he invited me to go tour with him in Australia for the rainforests. And when I went to Australia, I just thought John Seed was the most amazing organizer. And I wanted to ask him one question. I wanted to go over there and asked him, so John, what is your strategy for saving the earth? And he goes, oh, mate, there's no strategy for saving the earth. He says the earth is much too complex an organism to predict it. And he said, basically, the only way that things can change if there's a giant wave of effort, and no one person can create the wave. So he said the best thing you can do is pray for the wave, and while you're waiting for the wave, polish your surfboard and be ready to jump on it. And I thought that was like the greatest piece of advice. And basically, it's like, you know, none of us know, you know, if that great wave will occur of people rising up and realizing we have to protect our home here. But in the meantime, you know, we each have our skill, and so we just do our skills as best we can, and then if the wave comes, whew, so.
That's great.
Yeah,
baby.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
There's a river. And I've watched that river change and grow. For 800 years I have lived here, through the wind, the fire, snow. I see salmon return every summer, and I watch young owls learn to fly. I have felt the claws of the grizzly, and I have heard the lone wolf's cry. I have seen great glaciers melting, and I've met lightning eye to eye. But now I hear bulldozers coming, and I know that I am soon to die. Owl.
and who will hold that river shore? And who will take refuge in my shadow when my shadow falls no more? Children running and circling my trunk, hands soft and strong. People are holding to my branches, so the wind always carry my song.
Thank you. That song came to me. I injured my back landscaping, and I went out to the Olympic Forest. In Olympic National Park in Washington, and I spent 4 days reading and playing guitar, let my back heal next to this giant 800-year-old tree, and at the end of the 4 days, this song came out, and I looked up at the tree and said, oh, this must be your song, but I didn't really think about it too much, because I was raised in kind of the Western Science tradition and public schools and all that. And then I was on off the ferry going out to the San Juan Islands one day, and my friend Kurt Rousseau, who works with the Lummi Nation on treaty rights, he comes up to me, are you coming to the celebration? I said, what celebration? They had been fighting in East Sound to protect, they were trying to build these condos on this ancient Lummi Indian burial ground, and they fought over it for 10 years, and then after the fight, the federal government ponied up $2.2 million to give it to buy it and give it back to the Lummi and keep it forever wild. So we got there, and Kurt says, the chief wants to hear the song, The Tree. And I said, oh, and it was in this big old, it was the Oddfellows Hall, like a big Grange Hall, and there was like 1,000 people there, and there was salmon and fried bread and jello and potato salad and coleslaw and all the traditional Native American foods you find at a powwow. And there's a million kids running around. I said, Kurt, this is kind of a somber song. I don't know if it's really appropriate here. He goes, the chief wants to hear The Tree. So I sang the song, and when I was singing it, I noticed that the elders were way into it, and afterwards, I was over chatting with the chief and some of the elders, and he says, well, where'd you get that song? And I said, well, I hurt my back, and I spent 4 days next to this tree, and at the end of the 4 days, the song came out, and I've always thought it was the tree's song. And the chief goes, well, that's because it is. I said, oh? He goes, yeah, I recognize the tune. And I'm like, tell me about this. He goes, I can tell it's from a tree from around here. He goes, where did it come to you? I said, oh, out in the Olympic Peninsula. Then he explained to me that the Salish people, really beyond the Salish people in our region, they get most of their music from trees, that each tree has its own song. And in that era, that's when they were really heavily logging the old growth forest, and Earth First was at the forefront of the fight to protect them. And the regional Native Americans, when they knew that they couldn't stop a logging operation, they would go out to as many trees as they could, and they would sit by the tree for 3 or 4 days, and they would fast, and they would pray, and they would listen for the tree's song. And that's the ritual, how they get the song. And the song comes to them eventually, and they sing it with a drummer, play it on the cedar flute, and he goes, "Yeah, you inadvertently did the ritual, and that's the tree's song." And that was the single largest shift in my reality. And I bet this is true for a lot of people here, but you know, when you're a kid, you just know that. You just know there's something magical about trees. You can feel them. You know you can talk to animals. It's really not a mystery at all. And they kind of beat it out of us in this bizarre culture that we live in. And so it was so amazing that as an adult, I thought it was the tree song, but I really didn't have anywhere to put it. But to have the, all the elders go, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's a tree song, of course. Cool, man." You know, it's no big deal to them at all. I'll play you. I really appreciated the bioregional announcements. That was so inspiring. God, what a kick-ass group. Really cool. I'm in the Salish Sea bioregion, which, if you're not familiar with that term, that's the inland sea, which I didn't even know was an inland sea. This is how poorly educated I was. But the Puget Sound in Washington, I'm a well-educated American. You know, there's Washington State. There's the Puget Sound, and then there's Canada, and there's some water up there too. But I never really thought of it as it's a beautiful inland sea, because all the maps are just the U.S. and Canada, and they draw that crazy line, the border there, when the Europeans showed up. So it was never named, and the Salish is the name of the language group of the Native Americans there. But they actually officially, both Canada and the U.S., officially named it the Salish Sea in 2011. And a buddy of mine told me the song idea, and I just loved it. And this song is written from the point of view of the 103-year-old matriarch of the resident orcas in the Salish Sea. Her name is Granny, and she was spotted. She's still alive. And she wanted me to write it to thinking about the changing sound of boats over the last 100 years. As you heard, some of our bioregion representatives were talking about the incredible assault on our region. They want to export huge amounts of coal, oil, and natural gas through the Salish Sea to send to Asia. And that would mean 2,700 additional tankers per year going through our fragile ecosystem. One oil spill could, wipe out the orcas, who are already endangered, affect the salmon, affect our economy. But this is the tune. This is the title track to my new CD.
We will swim 1,000 miles to reach the shores of Emerald Isles, with salmon spawning by the million, herring spawning by the billion. Gather our pods again, the summer food, the summer friends, to raise our babies safe and free. We gather in the Salish Sea. Oh, hush, hear the swish of the boats on the water, the hollowed out cedars, the sons and the daughters, rhythm of paddles caressing the water, the rhythm of paddles to come greet the orca. Remember the legend, the myth and the story, a long time ago when we witnessed the glory, with thousands and thousands of whales swimming free. The orcas come home to the great Salish Sea. Oh, oh, oh. I hear your song from me. many miles. Your distant thoughts, your distant smiles. Today we fish in different bays. Tonight we meet again to play. Oh, hush, hear the swish of the boats on the water, the great sailing ships with the sons and the daughters, the wind and the wood as it cuts through the water, the wind and the wood sailing out to the Orca. Remember the legend, the myth and the story, a long time ago when we witnessed the glory, with thousands and thousands of whales swimming free. The orcas come home to the great sailor's sea. Oh, oh, oh. One hundred times around the sun I saw the slaughter, smelled the blood, the water turning blue to brown, the metal ships, the screaming sound. I cannot hear your song today, the salmon gone, the herring lakes, and more the ships. Will anybody hear my song? Oh, hush, hear the scream of the ships on the water, the great super tankers, the coal ports, the freighters, the deafening noise overtaking the water, the deafening noise overcoming the orca. Remember the legend, the myth and the story, a long time ago when we witnessed the glory, with thousands and thousands of whales swimming free. The orcas come home to the great sailor's sea. Oh, hush, hear the voice from both sides of the border, the rallies, the blockades, the brave sons and daughters, the people speak out for protecting the water. The people are rising to come save the orca. Oh, oh, oh.
I was very inspired to hear the Portland Rising Tide announce that the first blockade of the oil train had happened in Portland. Thank you. Thank you to the people of Portland. And a couple years ago, I called it the Great Coal Train Tour, and I traveled from eastern Montana and Wyoming, where they're digging up the coal. I met with ranchers there, and I followed the route of the proposed coal trains. And just saw what all little towns and the big cities were organizing. And now they're proposing the oil trains. And I just want to share this with you because we have good news. 2.5 years ago, there were 6 proposed coal ports, in new coal ports in Washington and Oregon. Today there are 3. 3 down, 3 to go. Yeah. And the reason the first 3 pulled out was because the investors were frightened off. And the reason they were frightened off is because we had huge public opposition. It was, I'm really proud of our region, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. It turned out by the thousands at hearings. And the former governor of Montana, who's a pro-coal guy, he said, oh, there's no way these coal ports are gonna go through with this amount of public opposition. And then, you know, the next day, his handler's like, well, what the governor meant to say was. But it's true. And And we're going to do the same thing with the oil trains. And the name of the game on those battles is we want to frighten two groups of people. We want to invite and frighten the investors.
Woo!
And we want to frighten our elected officials.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the Cherry Point, which is the port in Bellingham, that one hasn't been canceled yet. But Goldman Sachs owned 51% of the shares, and 5 months ago, they sold all their shares. That's a very good sign. And not only are they an outstanding investment company, they're also very corrupt. But when Goldman Sachs sells, that means there's not going to be any money to be made. So anyway, I know a lot of people working on projects like that. And like I saw Winona LaDuke speak a few weeks ago, and she said, on these big projects, it's all about we do everything we can to delay the projects. Delays mean reduced profits. Reduced profits frighten investors. Investors pull out, and we win. And another really cool thing in Washington, Oregon, is every election so far where the coal train has been an issue, we have won. In my county, Whatcom County, a county where there would be increased jobs, we had four county commissioners up for election last November. Four were in favor of the coal port, four were against it. All four against the coal port won, and won big. And I think what we're going to see, the reason we're winning is we have coalitions now. This is not just an environmental issue, this is an economic issue. And at my coal shows, it wasn't just environmentalists showing up, there were Republicans showing up at my shows. And I had a number of shows where Republicans would come up to me afterwards, slap me on the back, say, you know, Dana, I don't know about all this climate change stuff, but we're sure going to beat that coal train, aren't we? And I said, you bet we're going to beat that coal train. And the reason they're on board is because these trains affect local businesses. Okay, it's already lowering the property values. So the same kind of thing is going in Australia with fracking, where the ranchers and the farmers and the greenies like ourselves are teaming up to lock down and block fracking from going on. And the reason I'm telling you this story, and you may already be aware of this, but what I believe is happening is the overreach for resources now is getting so extreme, they are willing to sacrifice entire communities and entire economies for the giant companies to extract resources. What that does is it builds coalitions where now I can work with my Tea Party neighbors, I can work with Republican libertarians, because we're all being screwed by the big corporations. And it's really it's a regional battle. It's like, and what I'm saying on the oil train is, you know, why is North Dakota's economy more important than our economy? I just want to tell you that in terms of coalition building, it's a very interesting time. Hey, Jonathan, this is a song by our friend Casey Neal.
The light of this campfire is seen across the field where we sit, talking of childhood. Warm wine in the cup and the stories of friends. All we know right now is that this is good. And the outside world cannot come into our hollow safe place, safe from the blades and the cold bayonets and the sunken angry faces. Hey, hey, through the backyards of our innocence. The sandbox and the swing and the ladder and the slide. The secret places where we used to hide. Laughter, old friend, it's good to see your face again. It's been so long since I heard your voice. Sometimes we forget when the gray gets us down that we are young and we still have a choice. And the serious scenes and responsibilities weigh on our minds till we are walking dead. But to joy I raise a glass and let the times roll past. All that matters is we're together here today. Hey, we can play through the backyards of our innocence. sandbox and the swing and ladder and slide, secret places where we used to hide. Backyards of our innocence, sandbox and the swing and the ladder and the slide, and the places where we used to hide. We sit in remembrance of the lighter hour. We bring the playground back, all the laughter and the whistling and the crying and the kissing, and our whole lives stuffed in a backpack. Going through the traces in the rooms of my mind, digging out the cobwebs on the wall. To joy I raise a glass and let the time roll past. All that matters is we're together here, he said. Backyards of our innocence, sandbox and the swing and the ladder and the slide, secret places where we used to hide. Hey, we can play in the backyards of our innocence, sandbox and the swing and the ladder and the slide. The light of this campfire was seen across the field where we sit, talking of childhood. Warm wine in the cup and the stories of friends. All we know right now is that this is good.
Give me a minute. We can solve this problem.
No, don't. There's a number of issues. There's a number of issues. It won't balance.
Oh, you're Everyone's kicking it, though. What? You're kicking it with your foot.
It's not the sturdiest state.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a balance, though.
Okay.
You're right, and there's another issue. Thank you.
Everyone's here. Everyone's here.
Hey, okay, so how do you catch a unique rabbit? Well, how do you catch a tame rabbit? Tame way, you sneak up on it.
Okay. Why don't bears wear shoes? Because they have bare feet. Yeah, it's going downhill quickly. I know we like to sing of the things yet to be. Eyes as best as I could, you took my hand and take me out to the wood. Open my eyes and encourage me to see into the evil, into the death dance, where it's very hard to find a ghost of a chance. But a ghost of a chance is all in the world we have.
voice and sing out across the prairie, over the desert, into the mountains, out to the shore. A ghost of a chance is all in the world I need to carry this message of hope across the frontier to your door. All of my life I have been learning the smell of the planet burning. I am afraid of the things yet to be. I carried my eyes as best as I could. Took my hand, led me out to the wood, opened my eyes and encouraged me to see. Into the evil, into the death dance, where it's very hard to find a ghost of a chance, but a ghost of a chance has found its way to me. I wanna raise my voice and sing out across the prairie, into the desert, into the mountains, out to the shore. A ghost of a chance is all in the world I need to carry this message of hope across the frontier to your door. Dance, where it's very hard to find a ghost of a chance, but a ghost of a chance has found its way to me. And I wanna raise my voice and sing out across the prairie, into the desert, into the mountains, out to the shore. A ghost of a chance is all in the world I need to carry this message of hope across the frontier to your door. This message of hope across the frontier to your
Thank you. That's by Danny Dollinger. And I forgot some of the verses, but when that happens, you just keep singing the same verse again and again. And
now the coyotes and I are singing
to a ghost of a chance, hope eternal spring, and out to the prairie and into the wind to find you, carrying only this message of love. From the dun and the hawk and the sky and the dove, we all love you and we wanted to remind you. Look to the stars, hear through the dissonance. There's very hard, what? Out of the ghost of a chance, cause a ghost of a chance is all in the world we have. Have to carry us through. And I got it ready. You ready, Jonathan? Thank you.